House, please come to order. Will the members please show their presence by voting? Representative Brown, are you voting red today? Is there any member who has failed to indicate their presence by voting? Will the clerk please take the roll? Clerk, please open the roll. Has any member failed to indicate their presence by voting? Representative Cato is not. Okay, we're all there.
Excuse the call today.
The members please rise for the invocation by Pastor Milton S. Hunt, Resurrection Lutheran Church.
Let us pray. Lord, we greet you this morning and give thanks for the quiet beauty of winter with the snow-shrouded trees and mountains. We pause today to remember a man of peace, Dr. Martin Luther King. We recall his tenacious determination to nonviolence as he led his people and our nation to new definitions of our common humanity and shared dignity. Grant us peace in our time and in our state. Amidst the conflicting issues and controversies, keep us mindful that we all live together as residents of this great land. Help us to live in mutual harmony and peace. Lord, make each one of us instruments of your divine peace. We ask in the name of the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Would the clerk please certify the journal? Representative Vasca?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the clerk please certify the journal for the previous day's session?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the fourth legislative day in accordance with the rules.
Representative Halford?
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the fourth legislative day be approved as certified.
Hearing no objection, the journal for the previous day's session will be certified. Are there introduction of guests? Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One of the most important constituents from my district, I'd like to introduce my wife, Sherry Madro, and my son, Christopher. Gallery.
Representative Buckle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, I would like to introduce the newly re-elected president of the Filipino community of Anchorage, Mr. Ben Holganza. By the way, Mr. Speaker, Mr. Ben Holganza would like to extend an advance invitation to the members of this body to a cocktail dinner and dance at the Filipino Community Hall on South Franklin Street on Saturday, January 23rd, and you will have a written invitation in your mailbox shortly. Also, Mr. Speaker, in Gallery B, I would like to introduce a longtime friend of mine, a member of the Alaska Advisory Committee for the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, Rosalie Walker.
Representative Cato.
Mr. Speaker, I'm going to pull something like people pull on me every once in a while. I'd like to introduce an Anchorageite, an individual that this body knows very well and a very dear friend of mine, Joyce Munson in Gallery B. Former legislator.
Representative Barnes.
Betty has taken care of.
Thank you. Representative Brown. Yes, thank you, Representative Brown. Joyce, as a former member of this body, you have the privilege of the floor if you'd like to say a few words. Thank you, Joyce. That's good to hear. Representative Hurlburt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And Gallery B, a longtime friend of mine, a superintendent of Cuspuck Schools, Bob McHenry.
Representative Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. He's a friend of mine, and Gallery A, it's also a constituent, and this is a fisherman, John Yarbert.
Are there further guests for introduction? This brings us down to messages from the governor. Does the clerk have messages from the governor?
I have no messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
There are no messages from the Senate this morning.
Are there other communications?
I have a communication, a memorandum from Senator Sturgalewski relating to a report, and the memo has been placed on all legislators' desks, entitled Alaska's Public Corporations, a Framework for Assessment. Those are all the communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees?
I have no standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees?
No special committee reports.
Introduction, first reading of citations and resolutions.
I have a citation, Mr. Speaker, honoring Irene Cashin. The members of the 12th Alaska Legislature wish to extend our warmest gratitude to recently resigned Chief Clerk Irene Cashin for outstanding service to the state of Alaska. It's by Representative Duncan Miller, Buchholz, and Hans Hagen.
Are there further?
I have no further citations. I have a.
This brings us to introduction, first reading, at Representative Randolph.
Mr. Speaker, I request that that last resolution or citation be introduced by all members of the House.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the citation will reflect sponsorship of the House, entire House. This brings us to introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill Number 666. By the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, entitled An Act Appropriating for the Operating and Capital Expenses of the State Government and Providing for an Effective Date.
Finance.
House Bill Number 667, by Representative Barnes, entitled An Act Relating to State Control of Certain Land and Providing for an Effective Date.
Resources, Judiciary, and Finance.
House Bill Number 668, by Sutcliffe, entitled An Act Providing for the Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection, Department of Public Safety, Access to Confidential Reports and Records of the Department of Fish and Game Related to Commercial Fishing, and Providing for an Effective Date.
Resources and Judiciary.
House Bill Number 669, by Sutcliffe, entitled An Act Transferring the Balance of the 1981 Appropriation to the Fish Processing Loan Guarantee Account to the Fishery Product Revolving Loan Fund and Providing for an Effective Date.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill Number 670, by Rogers, entitled An Act Requiring that Meetings of the Board of Directors of an Electric or Telephone Cooperative be open to the members of the cooperative.
State Affairs.
Those are all the bills, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Representative Moss, House, please stand at ease.